Hello, this is Julie Stanford, and this is my eighth tip in a series of 20 essential business startup tips. This time we're going to be thinking about the name of your business. Many people underestimate the importance of choosing the right name, but there are legal as well as artistic considerations. You could trade under your own name or have a different business name. Many sole traders use their own name, such as Peter Smith's Plumbing, but it should reflect your type of business if possible. Partnerships trade under the names of all the partners or the business names very often. So if you think about solicitors or accountants who use their surnames in their business name, limited companies or limited liability partnerships can trade under the registered name or a different business name. So what makes a good business name then? Well, think about what image you want to project. Is it memorable? Will the name limit your growth? That's an important one to consider. Does the name belong to someone else already? Are people going to know what you actually do from the name you choose? Test out your ideas on friends and family. They'll soon tell you what's good and what isn't. Make sure that your business name isn't too similar to another existing business in the same sector or industry, or you could face legal actions. There are also some no-nos when it comes to choosing a business name. There are certain names that you're actually not allowed to use. For instance, you can't choose a name that's misleading, likely to cause confusion with an existing business, or judged to be offensive. There are other names that have restrictions such as British, Royal and Bank. That is obviously if you're a UK-based business. You can only use Limited or LTD if you are a limited company. You can only use LLP if you are a limited liability partnership. You can check what's in use at the Companies and House Index of company names and LLPs at www.companieshouse.gov.uk. Companies House can also tell you more about what's actually restricted. Always check that you're not infringing any trademarks with the name you choose. A company registration agent can check for registered trademarks. Quick tip. When you're thinking about your business name, remember that you may also want to register it as a domain name for a website and email. To check which web domain names are available, quickly and for free, use a name registration service such as www.netnames.co.uk. Let's think now about registering your business name. You do not by law have to register your business name, but this can protect your name and brand as your business and reputation grows. Visit the National Business Register for more information at www.start.biz or call them on 0800 069 9090. You might also consider registering the name or logo as a trademark with the Intellectual Property Office, and visit them at www.ipo.gov.uk or call their central inquiry line on 0300 300 2000. I just want to also think about the name and the image you're projecting. Use the thinking you've done about your position in the market when you're deciding what to call your business. Pete's Pie Shop and the Beautiful Bakery may well sell exactly the same products, but they would appeal to entirely different customers. It's worth thinking about. I'm Julie Stanford, and I wish you lots of luck in your business. Thanks for listening. I look forward to meeting you again on the next one.